never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the Newbery Award-winning author of books for young readers, Laura Amy Schlitz. She's also on the faculty of the Park School in Baltimore County. Her latest book is called The Hired Girl. Laura Amy Schlitz, good to see you. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
So you want to recommend a book by Rebecca West. She passed away in 1983, but was very prolific throughout most of the 20th century. The book you want to talk about is The Fountain Overflows. What's that about?
It's one of my favorite books in the world, and it's an odd book to characterize. It has a kind of cozy Dickensian feeling, and it's a family story set in London around the turn of the century. But it's a strange book because it has both a murder and a poltergeist in it, although it's not about the murder and it's not about the poltergeist. They are incidental. I think the book is mainly about music. And Rebecca West said that the story began for her with this picture of a little girl with red gold curls playing the violin, because she always would have liked to have had red gold curls. Who wouldn't? And she wanted to play the violin. And the strange thing was the little girl was playing the violin so badly. And it's about a family of musicians. There's an unsteady, austere father who they all adore. And the mother is always being described as like a distracted bird of prey. And it, as I say, it has this kind of festive, kind of Christmassy atmosphere. But there's a lot of oddness in it with the poltergeist and the murders and the fact that the family is always on the verge of ruin.
Another book that you want to have folks take a look at is called The Song of the Lark by the great Willa Cather. Why does this one strike you as a favorite of all the wonderful books that Willa Cather left us?
Well, it's about a young girl who becomes an opera singer. And I first discovered it in 10th grade when we all had to read something by an American author. And I picked it off the list and just fell in love with it. And I think it was also an important book for me because it's not about who the young woman is going to marry. It's about her growing up to become an opera singer. And she grows up in Colorado in this not very cultured town, but with this extraordinary natural beauty around her to which she's very sensitive. And she does fall in love during the book, but it's not about who will she marry. That question that Shaw says audiences never grow tired of. And I loved romance novels at that age. I loved books about who will she marry. But I didn't think my life was going to be about who I was going to marry. And I loved it that it was about this girl, Swedish, she's somewhat inarticulate, she's brilliantly talented, and how she becomes one of the great Wagnerian singers.
The author Laura Amy Schlitz, two musical books that she can recommend, The Fountain Overflows by Rebecca West and The Song of the Lark by Willa Cather. Laura's latest book is The Hired Girl, published by Candlewick Press. Nice to see you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the last Friday of the month during All Things Considered and online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great holiday weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.